Blog Talk Radio.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check.
Positivity is all we need. Together we will succeed.
Mind, you can call 240-778-5219 if you're in D.C., Maryland, Virginia to take advantage of these specials, and they're still going on to the end of February, so you still have a week to take advantage of the different opportunities that wellness, massage, and relaxation have for you. Once again, Tranquil Mind by Rod. And we are coming towards the end of February, and February has been considered the month that we are supposed to honor African American history. And as I'm watching right now, as the show is going on, powerful performance by Common and John Legend on the Oscars, you know, it just makes you think that, you know, that African American history has not like it normally is. You see Glory being perform at the Grammys and at the Oscars. You've seen the accolades that it's getting on air and just the respect that it's getting there. But when you just think about the overall perspective of just in general, the history and the depth of knowledge that typically is thrown in shows, in television, on the movies, in different specials and documentaries that you don't see anymore on television. You know, just think about just growing up, every February you would see the documentary Eyes on the Prize. And Eyes on the Prize was just such an in-depth documentary that showed the movement, showed the civil rights movement, showed the impact that it had on society, on culture. And this is back in the 80s and 90s, so this was just fresh off of the end of the quote-unquote civil rights era. And this was something that we would see each and every week. We see this throughout the month of February. You know, this month of February, Carter G. Woodson chose this 100 years ago in order to acknowledge the people that impacted our society he felt the most. And that would be Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. So when you think about now the, you know, just the lack of time being shown to those who impacted us. A lot of people in schools, a lot of kids in schools, they don't know who Frederick Douglass is. When they think of Black history, it's all about Dr. King, and then it just doesn't seem like it's even promoted this aspect of Martin Luther King. When you look at Selma and how Selma isn't even represented in the Oscars, you know, it just got, you know, hopefully the Oscar goes to John Legend and Common in a few minutes. But outside of that, Selma, which was a documentary movie in essence, talking about the march from Selma, from Montgomery to Selma, and Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, and just Bloody Sunday itself and the impact that had on the civil rights movement, it seems like this has been glossed over. Because just the fact that people don't want to hear what was going on. And yes, they say there was some historical inaccuracies and in the in the story, in the movie, and they may have taken things and may have dramatized it for effect. Of course, that happens all the time. Every documentary you see, if you watch JFK, you watch Nixon, I've talked about this numerous times, where there's going to be certain things that they cannot put in, certain things they may have to add for movie effects. So is this a reason to say, oh, just because there's some inaccuracies there, you shouldn't go watch this movie? And it's just, you know, just unfortunate and just sad that you look at certain elements like that to downplay certain movies. And if you watch right now, breaking news, Common and John Legend actually did win the Oscar for Best Song for Glory. And this is a very impactful moment because of the fact that this is that modern-day hymn. This is a modern-day hymn that we're missing in our community, in our society, when it comes down to showcasing African-American history, African-American pride, African-American strength. If you listen to the lyrics of the song, Common is talking about, from the Civil Rights era, talking about Ferguson, talking about the things that we are going through at this particular time. So when it comes down to the present, we have to know our history. And it seems like our history is being lost now. You know, in this quote-unquote post-racial society, you know, we have an African-American president. You know, we have all these accomplishments that we have in African-American present that we don't realize and take the time to learn about African-American history. So now the topic is it still relevant due to all the advancements that we have in our society, due to all the different things that we have done in our community? Is African-American history still relevant? And a lot of people have fought with this for a while because of the fact that it's just because of the fact that you don't want to offend people. And this society has become so politically correct that if you have African American history, then you got to talk about Chinese American history, you got to talk about Italian American history, Hispanic Heritage Month, Native American Heritage Month, and you see all these different elements of other people's history accented. And is there a problem with that? No. There's no problem with accenting other parts of American history. But at the same time, people got to understand that there is a strength behind African-American history. African-American history is American history. African-American history is the history that defines the character and built the backbone of American history. Without African-Americans in this country, the economic structure would never have succeeded in the 1500s, 1700s. Without African-Americans, the dynamics and the structure of cities, of major urban cities, would not have been built. You know, Washington, D.C. would not have the design that it has now, 10 square miles on each side. You know, I see cities like Philadelphia, New York City, and the dynamics and the structure and the way it was built and the way it was designed in certain sequence, order, and consequence. Without African Americans, you would not see a lot of the technological advancements that we have not only in this country but throughout our world. And this is what a lot of people do not realize, and this is some of the things that we were taught, if not even in the schools, we were taught in our churches, we were taught through documentaries in the society. You know, people like Gary Morgan, people like Madam C.J. Walker, people like George Washington Carver, and many countless others from advancements like the traffic light to the modern-day cell phone done by African-Americans. But we would not know this if you look at the schools. And that's what disheartens me, because I look at my daughter's elementary school now, and they hardly talked about African-American history. And, you know, I look at my daughter's high school, and they do have little tidbits, snips that they talk about in African-American history, but in their history classes, they're not spending the time to talk about the significant impact that African-Americans have on our community. So I wanted to know what you think about this. You can hit me up on Facebook. You can tweet me at RC44, or you can call in 347-850-1228 and talk about what you feel in this concept of, is Black History Month still relevant? Are we forgetting about the impact that Black history has on our society and on our lives? Because the lack of shows, the lack of documentaries, the lack of the concept that you used to see on television, especially here on the radio, when it regards Black history, is just mind-boggling to me, because this was something that was done on a frequent and constant basis, but not anymore. And I just want to find out why. Is it the political correctness that we see? As I think that's the biggest thing, because everybody's so afraid not to offend anybody. They're so afraid to talk about African-American history and say, oh, well, if you talk about African-American history, then that might hurt a Caucasian person's feelings, because, because those people that had no bearing on slavery, had no bearing on the Civil Rights era. I was in a discussion with a gentleman a couple weeks ago in regards to how the impact of the Ferguson issue had on society in America, and also when talking about the number of lynchings that happened back in the day. And this gentleman was Caucasian, happened to text me and say that, why does this matter? Why is it significant? I'm in my 30s and my parents were born 50 years ago and they weren't involved in any lynching. So why should this matter to me? As black people, you should just get over it, because that has no impact now. So I was in a discussion back and forth with him talking about the impact that our history has on the way we as African Americans go through society. The way people in period go through society is reflected from our history. People who were born here in this country and say they're proud to be Americans, they say that because of the fact of the history that their ancestors have had on this country. So why can't us as African Americans have that same respect and recognize the impact that certain things that happen in our society, in our culture, in our history have on generations that came after the Civil War era, came after the Jim Crow era, and through the Civil Rights era into today? This is what we're talking about here. This is what society is forgetting, and this is why Black History Month is still important. So I got a post right here that just came in that said, I noticed that this is Black History Month, seems to have celebrated its past years, and she feels that same way as I feel. Moments on TV, like previous years, and things that remotely gave interest to Black history, the closest thing that came as far as on TV was the TV show Book of Negroes. The Book of Negroes seemed to be a very poignant fictional story. And for those who do not know, Book of Negroes came on BET in a two-part miniseries, and it was about a young woman and a family who was trying to escape slavery in the South and make the trek up to Canada. And even in this particular aspect, there were numerous people that said, this movie is a waste of time because it's not accurate. There's inaccuracies to the movie because, there's the dialect, possibly because the story was a completely fictional story, that there was nobody that they could tie it to. And just look at that concept of, just because it's not 100% accurate doesn't mean it's not relevant, doesn't mean that it shouldn't be shown. When you look at World War II movies, there's a lot of inaccuracies in those World War II movies, but people look at that as a staple of American history. You look at movies like The Patriot with Mel Gibson. They had a lot of historical inaccuracies when talking about that in regards to the Revolutionary War, but that is considered one of the top movies when it comes to the Revolutionary War movies. And it's not, it should not be just about documentaries, but it should just be about teaching our children the impact of African Americans in our society, in our community. And we've lost that. We've lost that griot mentality where in our churches, in our homes, in through books, through television, through finding documentaries, you know, you should be able to present African American history to your family. And you think that different avenues that you have, like Netflix, Hulu, different streaming networks, that even if you don't see things on network television, you should be able to pull things up on these streaming sites, because streaming sites, there's a little more creative license. There's still more licensing rights that you can go through where they can add more shows onto the add more shows onto there that are relevant to society. And I was so disappointed with what Netflix had, for example, when Halloween came up, they had Halloween themed movies. When Valentine's Day came through, they had Valentine's Day themed movies. When you look at, you know, Labor Day, no matter what it is, there's movies that are themed particular time period. However, through the month of February, it was a hunt and peck type of mode in order to find different movies that were relevant. And when you did find movies that were relevant, they're the same three or four movies. You have networks like Bounce, TV One, and Centric that try to bring out certain shows and certain documentaries, but it seems like even as producers, even as directors of these particular networks, they're stuck in the same rut of showing the same three or four movies, which, of course, is important. Malcolm X is important. Color Purple is important. You know, those movies are very important, but there are so many hidden gem documentaries that we don't see, that we don't know about, that really goes in depth about our culture, our society, our livelihood. There's a movie called 500 Years Later that a lot of people don't even know about. It's a documentary talking about the transatlantic slave trade and how it went, you know, through Europe, through the United States, up into Canada, and how that impacted our society and our community. There's movies called Hidden Colors, that there's a series that talks about the different way relations have been hidden through our political structure. Documentaries like this that people have never heard about, have never seen. And then you got those staples like Eyes on the Prize that has been lost for decades. They don't even have it. PBS said they almost lost a lot of the documentary because it was almost recorded over. But think about that. One of the plenty of documentaries in the history of African Americans was almost recorded over. Some of it was salvaged, some of it was lost, and what was salvaged and saved is in the American Film Institute here in Silver Spring, but has been a time capsule for the past 15 years. So there's a generation of children that have never seen this documentary, and who knows how long it will be before they get to see it. And when they get to see it, if they get to see it at all, what is being shown? What was taken out of that documentary? What was lost forever? That is the main factor of the lack of attention that has been brought to Black History Month. A lot of people probably didn't even realize that yesterday was the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Brother Malik El-Hashabazz, otherwise known as Malcolm X, at the Audubon Theater in New York. That was 50 years ago yesterday. People probably don't even remember that. It has been 60 years since Rosa Parks and the Montgomery bus boycott. People probably don't even remember that. You know, when people look at Selma and people look at, okay, what Selma was all about, that was 50 years ago. Do people realize this is recent history? And recent history is not even being discussed in our schools. This is not something that you say, you know, people say, oh, well, this is something that happened so long ago that we should just forget about it. Okay, Civil War happened 150 years ago. The official ending of the Civil War was 150 years ago this week. People probably, you know, but that's being discussed in the schools. That's being discussed in our classrooms, in our libraries, through documentaries. That's being discussed. Isn't recent history, civil rights era, Jim Crow era, you know, Rosa Parks 50 years, 60 years ago, you know, isn't that relevant as well? You know? And so in the Civil War, of course, people think of the Civil War as far as African-American history, and of course it had a significant impact on African-American history, but if you look at the true history of the Civil War, it was about protecting the Union, not just, but not even solely about freeing the slaves. It wasn't a slavery war. It was a war to protect and withhold and keep the Union together, economic purposes. That's what the Civil War was about, not about slavery. But slavery was a side entity of the war that ended due to the war because of economics, because the North wanted to make sure that their economic standing would be more industrial instead of the agricultural side of the South. It was industry versus agriculture, not about slavery. But this is history that we're not learning in our schools. It's a history that our children are not learning in the schools. This history that is not being told in our society, in our community. So how can we expect the younger generation, the 20-somethings, the teenagers, the little children, to respect and understand the importance of African-American history if the history itself is not being taught properly? If you go to a 10-year-old right now and ask them who Rosa Parks is, would they be able to answer that? If you go to a 10-year-old or 15-year-old and ask them the significance of Dr. King or the significance of Malcolm X, or when the Civil Rights era began, or who even created African-American history, I guarantee you 6 out of those 10 kids will not know. And the sad part about it, if you go to African-American kids, 10-year-old or 15-year-old, I guarantee you there'll be at least 3 or 4 of them that would not know those 3 questions. Who started African-American history or Negro History Week at the time, African-American History Month? You know, when did the Civil War end? And when do people consider the beginning of the Civil Rights era? I guarantee you 3 or 4 out of 10 African-American kids between the ages of 10 and 15 can then answer that question. If you ask them, how old was Malcolm X when he passed, or what was Martin Luther King when he passed, who invented the traffic light? Guarantee you, they would not know that. Who was the first woman millionaire? I guarantee you 7 out of 10 children would say Oprah. And these are things that are going on. Just even in modern history, you know, the organizers of the Black Panther Party, things like that, you would not know because of the fact that we have blocked out our history. We have shunned our history. We have turned down the sense of teaching our history. And when we do that, you know, they say those who don't know the history are doomed to repeat it. And that's where we're going right now. That's why things like Ferguson and Florida and in Ohio and, you know, throughout the country and Staten Island, that's why these things are going on, because we have lost our history so much that it's being repeated right now. And once again, you know, I hate bringing this up so often. Yes, we're putting up a battle on social media, but we're not putting up a battle in our communities, in our homes, in our schools to keep our history relevant. And until we do that, people will not know our history. If we don't go to the PCA meetings to discuss African-American history, to make it a point to put this in our schools, then it will not be in our schools. And you know, our cities are becoming more diverse. Our cities are becoming more multicultural. So it's important for those who are coming into this country, are coming into our communities, that they understand the impact of our history as well. You know, just the other week, went to an African American Parents Council event at our school, and it was a beautiful thing to see. You know, the celebration of our young children of African descent. However, when you looked at the audience that was there, there were a few African-American families, but majority of it was African. You know, those that are Africans that recently moved to America. And while that is a very great thing, it's a very great accomplishment, it's very great to see that there's a lot of Africans that recently moved to America that are being celebrated. But we forget about those of African descent that for several generations have been in this country. And for those of African descent, those Africans that recently moved here, they're looking at us like, okay, you know, what is wrong with you? They don't understand our history, and they don't understand what goes on in our society to the extent of what we have endured. Of course, they go by the books, they go by what they've been taught, and I'm sure that they've been taught more than what we and our children have been taught. And they understand a lot of things because they lived it through their countries themselves. However, when you have a person that is recently moved to America from Africa, taking more pride and taking more notice of African-American society and African-American culture and African-American history, that is, in essence, a very sad moment. You know, I applaud David Oyelowo the way he portrayed Dr. King in Selma. But when you have the two main actors, you know, the one who played Dr. King, the one who played Coretta Scott King, being African, you know, actors that, you know, that live in Europe, that live in England, what does that say about our society and our culture? You're saying that there couldn't be an African American to play an African American character? I mean, there's nothing wrong with how they portrayed it, but you got to look at that particular aspect. It makes you think. It makes you sit back and say, okay, why can't us as African Americans play a role that impacts our history? And it's because we don't know our history ourselves. So since we don't understand and know our history ourselves, how can we portray those characters? And this is something that will impact us for a long time until we start recognizing and understanding that our history is of a proud history. Our history is a strong history. Our history is a history that needs to be relayed. Black history is American history. And if we keep going through Black History Month blind and going through Black History Month just thinking about the Grammys, the Oscars, NBA Basketball Weekend, and the Super Bowl, and not concentrate on some of the things that our ancestors have done to create this society and this culture that we live in, then we'll never be able to proceed in a manner where people understand African Americans. Rudy Giuliani says that the president doesn't love our country because he didn't grow up the same way you and I grew up, talking to a whole bunch of conservative Caucasians. And he says that because he doesn't understand African American culture, African American history, and he doesn't feel that we as African Americans understand American history. And if we have people understand what American history is, then there will be no more disrespect for African American history. And this is the Rise TV Show, Blog Talk Radio, Television Production, Toy Entertainment. I can go on and on about this particular topic. And I just felt that it was just something that needed to be discussed, needed to be looked at, it needed to be reviewed. And closing thoughts on this is just the fact that we have to go to our schools, we have to go to our churches, we have to go to our community centers and demand that African American history be taught, and be taught in a manner that people can understand the concepts of African American history, people can appreciate and explore the vastness of African American history, and make it where it's not a high charge or not a high price to learn about history of American culture. And once again, I thank each and every one of you for listening to this show each and every week, and just appreciate the value that you have on understanding history and understanding the culture that we live in American society. And that's what this show is all about. Just you know, in all many different aspects, be it sports, be it music, be it movies, be it politics, be it entertainment, to make sure that everybody understands the concept of how what we do now affects our future, and what we do now comes from the history of our past. So thank you once again for listening to The Rise TV Show, Blog Talk Radio, Tool and Productions, Tool Entertainment. Please listen to, tune in tomorrow to Love Talk, where we're talking about ending our Love And series. It's Love And Image. And Love And Image is talking about the concept of body image and the perception of body image when it comes down to our relationships. And impactful once again on knowing the history of how body image has changed over the years and making sure that we look at that history, put it towards our present, so that way we have children that are not so self-conscious about their image as well. And not just about, it's not just about political, social, economic image, it's about a personal image that reflects on all of that as well. So we're going to still continue, I guess, in essence, what we're talking about right now, because we're talking about body image and image in general and perception of how we look at ourselves in society. So once again, thank you for listening to The Rise TV Show. And until next time, we'll talk.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check.
Positivity is all we need. Together.